Trend Watching.
Chapter 1. Things young people are less interested in. Reading.
Young people have changed. The things that their parents enjoyed or yearned for in their younger days are not important to the youth of today. To many in the older generation, it seems that the generation gap is now wider than ever before. Take, for example, automobiles. 20 or 30 years ago, almost every young man's dream was to own a car and go cruising with friends. Or, even better, a pretty young lady. Not anymore. One recent survey in Japan showed that only 25% of young men wanted a car. Once a symbol of freedom, the car is now a symbol of huge cost and trouble to the young generation, not to mention its negative effect on the environment. As young people increasingly relocate to urban areas where public transport systems are excellent, the automobile is being forgotten. Another example is television. Many young people hardly ever watch TV. One young Japanese woman, when asked why she watched so little TV, said simply, "It's not interactive." The new generation have grown up on video games, mobile phones, and the internet. Sitting and passively watching the TV means a loss of interactivity that many young people cannot bear. If they want to see moving images, 5 or 10 minutes on YouTube suits them better. Alcohol is also an area that shows up this new generation gap. In years gone by, drinking alcohol was a rite of passage for both young men and women. These days, increasing numbers do not actually drink, preferring a coffee or soft drink instead. Of those who do drink, beer and straight spirits are not preferred. It is common these days for both young men and women to order a cocktail or one of the many alcopops that are now popular. When asked why he does not drink beer, a young Japanese man said, "It tastes too bitter and it's full of gas. Also, it's kind of old-fashioned." The older generation look on in puzzlement at these changes. What will be the next change in attitude, they wonder.
Read and listen. Young people have different attitudes to the older generation. In some cases, this is a good thing. Smoking, for example, is less and less popular with young people. In one Japanese university, data shows that smokers have dropped from about 22% in 1991 to about 5% in 2009. This is surprising for older people, many of whom became smokers at university. Some can even remember smoking with their professors during seminars. There are various reasons for the change. One of the main reasons is that smoking is now banned on many campuses. In addition, people now understand the dangers of smoking. And a third reason is that the cost of cigarettes has increased.